Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, Chooms, how's it going? Everything Nova with you? This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat, and I'm Jesse, your GM for today. And to my left, my Choom.
Hey guys, it's me, I'm Tanlin, you know me. I'm playing Madame Despair, and I'm excited to be here again. And whatever.
Hello, hello, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Aku. I have a dog now. That's really sick, nasty, actually. I'm so up right now.
Hey everyone, it's Tanner. It's nice to see you guys. I'm excited to play some Cyberpunk.
Hey there, it's Adam. I play Doc, and Tanner just did a double take for his intro, and I'm probably going to keep both of them there.
No, please.
All right. So another week goes by, and you guys all get a call to meet up at Tartarus in the VIP room.
Oh, fuck yeah. We have an abode now.
Mm-hmm. Don't have to meet up at the shittiest bar anymore.
Oh, I also got rid of those cars. I want to point that out. Like, we got rid of those. I don't keep it. Oh,
okay.
I didn't realize it. Because I knew he was cool with the mayor. I didn't know he was mayor's BFF.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, get rid of that car.
All right.
Can we sell it?
Yeah, you can sell it. I'll get the money.
But then that creates a paper trail.
No, there's no paper trail. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So never mind. Oh, I sell the arms too.
Yeah. Let me write it down, and then like after this, I'll tell you guys the money you get. So for the cars, you guys have a couple options. You can sell them to the Sixth Street Gang, which they're former military guys, and one of the ways they make money is by like flipping cars. Basically, mm-hmm. They're kind of like the safe option. You're probably not going to get as much money, but it's the safe option. You don't have to worry.
Let's just do that and get rid of it.
Yeah, they're annoying, but I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll say you do that, then we'll just say that for some reason the money hasn't come in yet.
Okay. We got to go. We go fight this extreme game
because
we don't have the money yet.
All the veterans.
And they'll probably buy the arms, too. Yeah, they'd be into the arms. So, yeah, you'd sell them both of them. And then, there's just been trouble with the bank.
Banks, am I right?
Capitalism. Yeah.
All right, so you guys are called into Tartarus. You guys meet up, and in the VIP room, there is a woman waiting for you, Izanami. She's a slender woman. Her face is hidden behind a light mask projecting white with pixelated red eyes. Her silver hair is tightly tied back with no imperfections. She's wearing a red business suit with a pencil skirt. The skin showing on her neck and hands are flawless polished chrome, with the exception of her fingertips, which are red. No, she's like,
hello, everyone,
and her voice is still kind of gargled.
Oh, hi, it's nice to meet you in person.
Tip my hat. Don't say anything, though.
Nice to meet you all. So let's just get to it.
So she has a plug-in that connects to her head. She connects it to the table in front of you, and it works as a hologram also. So in front of you is a hologram of an aerial drone, and Aku, you recognize this as one that Madame Despair brought in a while back to get fixed up. So she explains,
we had this drone to do some surveillance in the combat zone, but the pilot and the drone have been kidnapped by some scavs. Your guys' mission is to retrieve the drone data, and if possible, retrieve the drone and its pilot, but these are secondary. The data is the most important. Also, she was with a group of Arisaka security team, so if you can get them back, that'd be cool. But also, we will pay extra if you're able to find out how a group of scavs were able to take out an Arisaka security team. This is very unusual and shouldn't have happened.
The hologram changes to show Night City, and there's a dot in Little China combat zone. So she says,
We have the location of where the locator last pinged, and we assume that's the ambush area. If you go there, there are some clues. You could probably find some clues to what happened. We did get a soft ping in Old Japan Town. From one of the security teams, but we only have a general area. So you could just try to head straight for Old Japan Town if you want, but it's a fairly large area, and it's in a combat zone, so it's still pretty dangerous. So both Little Chinatown and Old Japan Town are in combat zones, so be ready for a fight.
All right, guys, what are we thinking?
What clues would we find? at the ambush spot that wouldn't just lead us to Little Japan anyways.
Well, you just have a general area, so the clues may lead you to precisely where it is.
Because, like, is it a big general area?
Yeah, it's a couple miles.
Okay. So it might be,
then, yeah, maybe
it might be beneficial to start a little Chinatown first and then go and narrow it down, just because I don't want to be running around a combat zone all willy-nilly.
Yeah, me either. Maybe let's do that.
So Jesse, is it Old Japantown or Little China?
Little China's where the ambush happened, and the Soft Ping is in Old Japantown.
And they're both combat zones, correct?
Yeah.
All right. All right, any more information you have for us, Miss Izanami?
Not really. That's pretty much what happened. They were in a vehicle, traveling, got probably ambushed.
All right, then.
All right, set out there.
All right, and I turn, head out.
All right, so y'all hop into your car and chug along there. You guys, it's a pretty nice day in the combat zone. No one's out.
All things considered.
Yeah.
So you guys are now getting close to the point. So how do you guys want to approach this?
I want to send out my drone to do scouting.
All right. So you can kind of give me either a tactical check or you can give me a perception check.
Okay. 14.
14. Okay. So you move around. And as you're floating around, you notice... It's sort of a narrow street with buildings on either side of it. So you can see that there's like a bunch of trash kind of in the street. And when you kind of zoom in on it, you notice that there's some kind of like explosive in it.
Ooh.
And you look around and you notice a guy peeking out of one of the windows in the building.
Okay.
So it looks like you can guess the idea is that you hit the explosive and then
they ambush you. All right. I'll relay that information. I'll be like, it looks like there's a trap set for us. Narrow alleyway.
But you only saw one guy. You don't know if there's any more.
Only saw one guy. So I have no idea if there's others.
Would it be easy for us? Is there a good path for one of us to sneak up to him and perhaps incapacitate him?
Would I have seen, like, if there's a way up into the building that he wouldn't be able to see us?
So you could use the back. There's, like, a back door. There's an alley. You can, if you scout around, you can see there's a back door.
Okay. Yeah, then I'll just be like, yeah, there's a back door. Looks like you could go up.
I'll be back, and I take off my hat, put it, like, on the steering wheel. If you wouldn't mind grabbing that for me before, you come. I roll my hand through my hair. roll up my sleeves. And I'm going to go sneak over Jesse, try to sneak behind him.
I call a driver, and I, like, climb up to the front to get in the driver's seat.
God damn it. I have my keys with me.
I believe there is a stealth check.
There is.
Yeah. So give me a stealth check.
18.
All right. So you go in pretty quiet, and you go up, and it doesn't take long. You kind of hear like someone muttering stuff, and
can I hear? Is it in English?
It's in Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just kind of muttering something in Russian. I don't think you speak Russian, so
I don't. Yeah. But no. What gangs, are there any Russian specific gangs in
the... Scavs are usually Russian.
I'm gonna sneak up. Do I hear anything, like any proper nouns that I'd recognize, you know, that would be different in another language? You get
no
me? Okay. Jesse, I'll ask, is there a best way to do like a stealth, you know, like combat thing?
I don't think there really is one, so just kind of you could just do something and do a cool check if you want.
I mean, yeah, what I'd like to do is, it's combat zone?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is just pull out my katana and then just, like, aim it at his spine, like quietly, and just be like, hey, friend, first, you should be quiet, don't say anything. If you speak another word, I'll put this through your spine, and you'll be done.
All right, yeah, give me a cool check.
Do intimidate?
Yeah.
Intimidate?
Try. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a 17?
Yeah. So the guy goes, whoa, okay, let's be cool.
Sure, friend, there's nothing wrong right now. I just want to know some information. I also want you to put that trigger you have down, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Because he's holding one, right?
Yeah, he has like a little clacker. So he's like, okay, so he sets it down.
I kick it away. I'm keeping it, like, it's like pointing, he feels the tip of the blade at his neck, right?
Yeah. And the safety is on the clacker, so you don't have to worry about it. Just
perfect. Friend, I'd just like to ask you a couple questions, and if you answer, then don't turn your head, by the way. If you turn your head, I do have to kill you. Don't turn your head, but I'd just like to ask you a couple questions. If you answer them, then I will let you go. But if you don't answer them to my satisfaction, then again, I will kill you. Why are you here?
I'm just here for a good old ambush, you know? That's what we scabs do.
What's the point of this ambush? Well, I mean, that's a stupid question. Why here?
Because there's a group of scavs in the subways, the old subway system, that they gave us equipment to ambush here.
I see. And do you know why they wanted you to ambush this specific location?
I don't know. They gave us all this equipment, and they said we could have a pick at all the loot. All they wanted was the woman and the drone in the car.
The woman and the drone in the car is what they said exactly?
Yeah.
So those two things are in the subway system then, correct?
Yeah, they're at the drop-off point that they wanted.
Can you do me a favor, friend?
Yeah?
I'm going to hand you my agent. Can you type in some specific directions to get to that location?
Yeah, I could drop a pin in the area.
That'd be perfect. I'm not giving you my phone number, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe we could be buds, you know? You seem pretty cool.
Yeah, we could see about that, buddy. So I'm going to wait for him to do that.
All right, yeah. So he gets the phone, and he taps at it a couple times, and he drops the pin at an old subway station.
If you wouldn't mind handing that back to me, thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody else here? Anybody else who's supposed to be helping you?
Yeah, on the other side, there's a couple more dudes.
Think they can see us?
I mean, I don't think they're really paying attention.
All right. I'm going to come in. Just to let you guys know, there's another couple of fellas across the way from me, where me and my friend here are. I can try and take care of them as well, but if you could maybe scout the area, Aku, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, can I look around in that direction and see if we see them at all?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
20.
Oh, yeah. So you look around and you see two guys kind of like, they're just kind of hanging out by a window, looking down, looking around.
I just like point.
They're looking out a window. There's two of them.
Friend, I've been looking to get into a new communication device. What sort of communication device are you personally using? Would you recommend anything?
He points at the windowsill, and there's like a walkie-talkie sitting there. He's like, we just use these old walkie-talkies.
Fantastic. Can I see that one you have?
Yeah, sure. You want me to hand it to you?
Yeah, put it on the ground next to you, actually.
Okay, so he goes for it, and he sets it down.
I'm going to kick it away from him, grab it, pocket it. Say, all right, friend, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You will not die if you do this exactly as I tell you.
Okay.
Run that way for the next 20 minutes. If you come back, or if I notice that your friends have discerned that we're here because of something that you've done, I will shoot you in the head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. He just starts running.
Fantastic. I'll see you, I stretch. I do some, like, you know, like stretches, you know? And then I'm going to go stealth again, Jesse.
All right.
With the walkie-talkie. I'm turned down. Can I actually, like, patch it? Can I, like, connect it, like, an aux thing or anything like that?
Yeah, you can.
Because I'd like to hear. If they're using it, I'd like to hear.
Yeah, you can connect it to your earpiece.
Perfect. I'm going to do that, Jesse.
All right.
And also, I'd like Aku to stealth it. Scout.
Yeah.
If you, like, if there's any more information you
can get. Yeah, I'll scout the area, especially where we saw the two guys at. I want to see if there's any more, possibly.
Okay, yeah, give me a perception check.
Oh, and I grabbed the detonator.
Oh, yeah.
19.
All right. So, yeah, you get a pretty good look, and so it looks like there's just the two guys. You don't see anyone else.
Okay. And then I'll just comment and be like, it looks like there's just the two.
Fantastic. I appreciate that, Aku. That drone of yours, can that shoot?
Yeah. It has a gun on it.
It does have a gun on it.
That is combat ready. I'd appreciate if you could train that on them, but in a way they can't see, just in case I need to engage them at any point.
Sure. You got it.
Thank you, Aku. And Doc... Mm-hmm.
No, it's me.
Lady Despair, Wesley, if you wouldn't mind also being prepared just in case, if you need to roll the car forward, you can do that. I have the detonator. They won't blow you up, probably. But only if we get in combat. I should be able to handle this.
Heard.
I'm going to stealth again, Jesse.
All right.
13.
My guy, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
So since we're watching them, can we see them notice him?
Yeah, you'll see them.
I'm going to just put this vision drive and start doing donuts to get their attention.
Okay. Yeah, so they only got one up higher than him, so yeah, I think that would be enough to distract them.
Just fucking whipping it and doing donuts. Just doing burnouts.
Like, whoa.
Hold on, everybody. Honking.
Where are those explosives placed, Jesse?
Right in the center of the street.
I'm going to stealth up behind him, and then... Am I good, Jesse? Am I good?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to start shooting at them, but...
I'll pull out... I'm going to pull out... Oh, man. Should I do a sword and a gun or two guns, you guys? I'll whip out... what's his name's gun? The guy who we killed?
Giovanni?
Yeah, I'm going to whip out Giovanni's gun because I have another holster, right? And my other gun. And I'm going to just point at both of the backs of their heads. Like, mm-hmm. Gentlemen, if you wouldn't mind, stop shooting at my friends. That's also my car down there. If you dent anything... If I see that there's a bullet hole in a single thing...
I fucking roll it.
Blows up. They all die. All right, give me an intimidation check.
19.
That's enough. Yeah, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't want any trouble.
Guns down. Drop them.
All right, they drop their guns.
Appreciate it, fellas. Look, I'm not going to punish you for this, but you should get going. I have a friend who will probably kill you if he finds out that you are here and our scavs. I killed your friend. If you run 20 minutes in the direction, maybe you'll live. If you come back here within the next 20 minutes... I'll make sure a bullet ends up in both of your brains.
Yeah, speaking of, did I ever see that other scav run by us, or did, like...
And give me a perception check, see?
Don't run him down in my car.
It's okay, I rolled really low. I got an 11.
No, you didn't notice him.
But yeah, 20 minutes, other direction. Go ahead.
Oh, you're gonna make us go into the combat zone without any weapons?
Yeah, or, I mean, you can run in any direction, I suppose, that doesn't... I don't run in that direction. I point to the direction their friend ran in. Anywhere except that direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
You either have a chance at surviving that way or I blow both your heads off right now. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'll take my chances out there.
Alright, have fun, gentlemen. And then I pat them on the back with my guns and like just then hold it to them as they leave.
Alright.
What sort of guns do they have?
They just have real shitty pistols.
Alright.
And like machetes.
I'll leave them.
Do I see these ones run off?
Let's give a perception check. It's just 13 or higher.
12.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't see anything down here. I think we're good.
I was about to say, I took care of the problem. Nice. They shouldn't be back anytime soon. Also, Aku, would you mind investigating that explosive in the middle of the road there?
I'm just in the car as you're doing the donuts. Doctor, stop. Hold on. I'm a troll.
I also have the detonation device, if you'd like that, to help investigate them.
Cool. I would like to look at the bomb and see if I could disarm it.
All right. Yeah, give me a security and...
Electronics.
Electronics, yeah.
That is a 20.
Mm. All right. So, yeah, you disable it. It looks like an EMP device.
Yeah, so you just see me, like, hunched over, just doing my little thing. I'm like...
Fantastic. Why don't we put that away for now, and we can try and see if we can use that sometime later.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Aku.
I put it in one of my many, many pockets.
So many pockets.
I have so many pockets. You have no idea what's in there.
All right, everybody get in the car. And then I'm going to hop in my car. Yeah, and then I guess we'll head towards the pin, yeah?
I pull over, like, to you, and I lock the driver's side door, and I unlock the back. And I'm just, like, cracked, and I'm like, get in.
Like John lets out like a slight breath and looks to everybody else like, come on, like help me out here.
Get in the car.
You're making it take longer.
I like, and then I like walk around to the passenger side, throw open the door and then slam it.
When you do that, I get out and walk around and just get in the back.
And I put my, I get out, I like, I take my cowboy hat, get out, I put it on and then I slam the door again. I'm like, God fucking damn it.
I'm like, madam, you should sit in the front.
I like it back here.
Okay.
Wesley, you come up here.
I climb over to the front already.
God damn it.
Hey, John, good job.
Shut up. I don't want to talk to you right now. While we drive to Japantown, right?
Yep.
Old Japantown. Aku, you think, I explained what I learned, obviously. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, Aku, you think we could use that EMP device to our advantage at some point in the subway tunnels?
Probably, yeah.
Is there a way to shield devices, electronic devices, from EMPs that you know of?
A Faraday cage. It's like a little box.
In real life, I know what that is. Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, Aku would know that, yeah.
Okay. Could you make one?
I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
In the next, how long is it going to take us to get there?
It'll take just like, assuming you don't run anything, it'll be like 10, 15 minutes.
Within the next 10 to 15 minutes, you think you can make one of those?
Hey, man, I'm really good at what I do.
I believe that, Aku.
I mean, roll good enough, yeah.
Sick.
Because my thought is maybe we could, like, attach to the drone or something if we want to blow it up in the middle of them, knock out their lights, that sort of vibe, you know? But, again, I don't know. Like, because this seems, a place full of scavs seems sketch, you know what I mean? So how do we want to approach this, friends?
It's scavs?
Yes.
Oh, we should just go in and kill all of them.
You know, Doc, I'm not necessarily opposed to that idea, but I'm not sure that is the situation in which we all make it out alive, if you follow what I mean.
Typically pretty dope. If we just go in and hit them hard, it should be fine, right?
I suppose. Perhaps we should explore some other options, though, before we commit to something.
I'm busy making the little thing. I'm not tuned into the conversation.
They're in an old subbase system?
Yep.
It's not operating at all.
No. Because it's pretty close to the hot
subway.
No, I was just thinking, like, there's probably, like, if it's a subway station or whatever, there's probably, like, cameras. Maybe Wesley can hack into them to scope out.
They still might have set stuff up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's probably some, like security infrastructure there that we could try and investigate.
Just to get a lay of the, see where everything is, so we're not going in blind.
Yeah. Lady Despair, perhaps you and Wesley should go inside then. You can talk your way through any trouble. While we wait outside, maybe perhaps Wesley can get access to the cameras and you can let us know when's a good time to answer.
You know, I let it slide a lot, but it's Madam Despair.
Is it?
Yes.
He has hat on. He tips and he says, my apologies, Lady Madam Despair.
Anyways, yeah.
That sounds like a good idea. And if you need backup, we can always send the drone with you. Just in case. Say it's your personal security drone, perhaps.
That works.
Aku?
Yep. We'll see why not.
All right. Yeah, we just keep driving, Jesse. That's our plan.
If you run into anything. Yeah, so you guys start taking some light fire on the way there. So you start hearing some pinging off near the side of your car.
More fire has chipped off.
I roll down one of the bulletproof windows and lean out the car. Is the fire damaged?
Just a little.
Where
not
the
much.
Fuck is that fire coming from, Jesse? Like the fire, like the gunshots.
There's like some there's like a collapsed building nearby, and it looks like you're taking a couple shots.
I'm
from
driving
it.
The car into the collapsed building. I'm just kidding. Is it worth engaging, Jesse? Like, would John think? Like, would we as characters be like, oh, whatever? Like, we'll just deal with it, or is this like a we got to fight back?
This seems pretty light. So you could probably just drive through it and it won't be a problem.
All right, I'll roll back up my window and say, goddamn fucking shit, paint fire. God. Roll it up, keep driving.
You know, if you just took the paint off, it wouldn't even chip, right?
But then it wouldn't look cool.
Right.
I watched this Ford commercial once and they told me that. What do I listen to? I listen to 2045, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Arctic Monkeys. Those are the two bands I'm into.
All right, so you guys make it. To this old subway system. There doesn't seem to be anything outside or around it. It looks pretty abandoned.
All right. Then I lean back in my chair and like kick my feet up. Good luck.
Repeat to me again what I'm doing.
You are going. You and Wesley are going inside. You're going to investigate to see if Wesley can get access to some cameras or any electronic infrastructure inside of the scav base. You'll be joined by Aku's drone, just in case you need some backup. Once you either find an electric connection for Wesley to hack into, you'll let us know to come in, or you'll come back out and give us a report.
I already knew. I just wanted to hear you talk. And then it just gets out of the car and flips her hair.
I look at Aku. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, God.
Dizzy, yep. Can I roll to see if I made the little cage thingy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So roll
Ours
your
are
maker.
Faraday cages.
Just because I have to control my little drone.
Ours are actually Faraday cages, apparently. Crazy, right?
Mm. So the car itself, like everything inside of it.
The chassis.
That's a 19.
Oh, yeah, so you're able to kind of reinforce your drone.
Let's go. Gentlemen.
Yes, but...
I told you I was good at my job.
Fantastic.
I made the little cage thing.
I'm so impressed.
We were talking about Faraday cages.
Yeah. The doc is like, I posit.
Yeah. Gentlemen, shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
I made the thing.
Cool.
Told you I was good at my job.
Smaller than I thought.
All right. So you walk in, Madame Despair and Aku do a perception check as you're looking around inside this place.
Just a 13.
Also a 13.
Well, you guys are lucky because Wesley, when you walk in, so you walk in, it seems pretty abandoned, and you make it to like a, there's like a little security like station. And luckily Wesley notices, hey, the door to the security station looks like it's rigged to explode if you open it.
Ooh. Oh, good boy. Oh, so good at finding things that I can't.
Thank you. Oh, we're gonna have to disarm this first before we get, so I can access the security.
I'm sure you can do that for me, can't you?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, you're my favorite.
Shouldn't Aku be doing this?
I thought Aku, it was just the drone.
It's just right, the it's, drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm seeing this through the drone and be like, guys.
Big yikes.
Aku's just hanging out with us.
Yeah.
This man.
Do you tell us what's happening?
He does it.
Yeah. I gave him the power.
I said, wait. Should we have Aku disarm that device? She might.
And then I go, never mind, he's got it.
Dude, Wesley's so cool, guys. Dude,
Wesley's my favorite.
All right. So you go in there. And there's a little security console, and so he plugs into it, and he says, yeah, it looks like there's only a couple cameras in here that I can get into. So he has it connected to his agent, so he can show you what's in the cameras also. So he clicks through, and one is of the station, like where you would get onto the subway, and there doesn't seem to be anything there. Then he clicks the second one, and then this is like a utility closet that's a little further in. And this time you see there's a woman, and she's laying on a table, and there seems to be like a man in a dirty lab coat that looks like he's operating on her. And it looks like he's trying to remove her like eye or something.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna come and be like, I think I found her in a storage closet.
How many people?
I only see one guy. The station's cameras, which are online, there's no one in there.
You said he's operating on her?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go in. After that, you guys want to go the other way and just kind of pick everyone else off?
Sounds like a fine plan to me.
Unless we want to do EMP stuff first.
The only thing I worry about is if, what sort of equipment, is that doctor using equipment to, help that patient? To help our girl? Target?
What does it look like?
It looks like he's trying to extract the cyber.
Well, because I ask, if we trigger an EMP and it hits them, does bad stuff happen, Jesse? You get me?
Yeah, well, because if he's operating on her, then, like, blowing an EMP would definitely hurt her.
Yeah, that was my thought, you know what I mean?
I just get out of the car and, like, stretch, and I, like, and my little Heelys, my wheels come out, and I just skate off into the tunnels.
There's a spindly man.
Yeah. I'm on my way.
Would you like to stay in here and watch the car while you work from the drone?
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Make sure nothing happens. These flames are too cool to let go. And then I run.
I have my arms, like, because remember, they're overlaid with, like, metal arms. The metal arms come off like regular arms, and then they unhook a shotgun that's been hiding, like, because, like, you know, when, like, you can put, like, a sawed off behind your back, and it kind of, like, dangles, and you can wear a sweater or something, you can't really see it. So, yeah, it unhooks from there. And so I have the shotgun in my two metal arms, and I'm just skating down that way and have my little dagger. I just skate up to you guys, like, ksh! Hey.
I'm going to follow.
Just running behind me in my skates.
If it's all right, I'd like to start quiet until that's not an option anymore. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yep.
Yeah.
I go with my hand in the center. Like a go team go kind of thing.
Team.
Team Tartarus.
Slowly puts her hand
in
the
center. Team New Mexico Tartarus. And then I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
Team.
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 Give Wesley a pat on the head.
All right, well, I'm probably going to go kill that doctor, so.
I'm going to, like, try to navigate quietly.
All right, give me a stealth check.
All of us, right?
Yep.
14.
I got an 8. I'm going to go ahead and burn 4 luck points to that to turn it into a 12.
Okay.
I also got a 12.
You guys are so lucky you got an 11.
I was good. I was at 14.
Wow.
Does Aku need to roll stealth for the drone?
Is the drone going into?
We can always have it hang back. And, like, if, you know, things start going loud. Because there's no reason for it to come with us, right?
Okay.
But then Aku doesn't really know. So, we can communicate with Aku.
Yeah.
We got comms.
Yeah. I'll just have a hangout then.
I'm going to check out the rest of the base.
Okay. All right. So, but what you see is that you're kind of walking around and you see that there's like these tunnels, that kind of small tunnels to like that people could crawl through. Mm. And so you notice like there is like some people kind of crouched in these tunnels, but they don't seem to have noticed you yet. There's two of them.
And how far is this from?
It's pretty far. It's like a good like 100 meters.
From them?
Yeah. Because it kind of goes the other, it splits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because my thought is like, if we don't have to deal with them, like if we do this quietly enough, then this doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So I might, walk back a little bit, report in, let you guys know. And then, should I go for them or should I wait until we see what happens here?
I'm mid-skate. Just give it a second.
All right. I'm going to wait, Jesse, but I'm going to pull out 2 incendiary grenades and just wait.
Okay. All right. So you two go into the...
Oh, you're coming with me as well?
No. Okay. All right.
Doctor versus doctor, I guess. I crack the door open, and I'm like, base is under attack. They called me, and they want me to help you get the eye out as fast as possible.
So the guy turns, like jumps and turns and looks at you and goes, who the hell are you?
I'm another doc. They called me in from the tunnels.
You're going to have to give me, like, some kind of, I guess, a persuasion.
Oh, shit. Can I do conversation?
Yeah, you can give me a conversation.
Fuck yeah, thank you, Jesse. Best DM ever. 16?
16. So, you're going to be like, this is very irregular.
Isn't it?
I hate it. These new scavs, they're all shitty. But you seem
to be... Yeah, they fucking suck.
You seem to be decent. I just need to extract her. All her head parts.
Oh, it should be pretty easy. Yeah. They didn't tell me why, though. What are we doing? And I get over and I start, like, I, like, put on gloves.
Yeah, so he kind of kicks open one of the things. Like, there's, like, a box. He kicks it open and the drone is inside of it. And he goes, we need to get the specialized cybernetics for this drone.
Oh, that makes sense. Hey, do you do your own cyber work?
I mean, he kind of shows you his hand, and it's kind of shitty, like his shitty tool hand. And he goes, "No, the big man designed it, and we just kind of make do with what we got."
Big man.
Well, yeah, our boss.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I do my own work. I don't really usually design. Here, let me tune you up a little bit. I'm just gonna reach to plug into it. Okay. To plug into him.
He's like, "No, I'm good." The Baba Yaga is the only one who touches my stuff.
I shoot him. Okay. Just right in there. Just shotgun to head. Right? Just shoot him.
All right. Roll me a damage, and I'm going to... You'll probably just kill him.
How loud is this, Jesse?
It's pretty loud. It's a shotgun.
Do we all hear it? I mean, yeah. Do I hear it?
Yeah.
Is it obvious that they would hear it?
Yeah.
Click, click. Toss.
15.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it kills him.
And I just start stitching this girl up.
All right. So, yeah, she's doing pretty bad. So you got to do a paramedic check.
Okay. Really quickly, I'm going to get on comms. And I'm gonna be like, kill everybody that's here, please. And then I just get off comms.
Yeah, Jesse, so you said they're like crawl tunnels?
Yeah.
And there are only 2 of them?
Yeah.
And there's a person in each?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just toss 2 incendiaries into the tunnels.
All right. You need to give me like a check to see if you get in there. We'll just give it a cool check, my guy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Or a dexterity, whichever one's. If you get 11 or higher, then you're good.
I got an 11.
All right. No. We'll do one for both of them, so give me another check for the second one.
That's a 13.
Okay, so yeah, you get it right in the hole, and you see fire shoot out of it.
First, click, click, tap, tap. Sorry, gentlemen.
The one-liners. Also, I got a 28 on my paramedic check.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a 22, because I have a bonus in my paramedic. Mm, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
You, so she's pretty banged up, but you're able to stabilize her, so she won't be conscious, but she's not going to die.
Yeah, I'm also going to, make sure you kill everybody here, and I'm going to come back on, like, can someone come get her so I can go kill more of these people? And then I'm going to skate out. I'm just like, she's stitched up, and I just into the base.
Yeah, Madame Despairs, I'm like, on my way.
Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from a friend Harper over on Blackbird Bard.
Greetings, adventurers. Gather around the fire a moment. Have you heard of the Blackbird Bard? If not, let me introduce you to an enchanting companion for your journeys through mystical lands and epic tales. They offer a treasure trove of royalty-free music for your tabletop RPGs, streams, podcasts, and more. Intrigued? Embark on a journey with Act Blackbird Bard on YouTube. Explore the realms at www.blackbirdbard.com, or let your favorite streaming site guide you to us before your next grand adventure. And Frillo is seeking a tune as unique as their own story. Blackbird Bard offers bespoke compositions. From character themes and scene soundtracks to immersive soundscapes, we tailor the music to your vision. Come listen to the Blackbird Bard and discover your next adventure today.
If you're part of a TTRPG stream, podcast, anything like that that's looking for royalty for your music, or if you just love having background music during your home campaigns, I know I do, definitely be sure to check out Blackbird Bard. Our next ad comes from our friends over on the Tales of Yvard.
A small ship rides the salt-laden wind across the sea.
The sound of waves striking the side of the vessel echo from below.
This ship, though small, carries with it the potential to change the world as we know it.
If the crew can overcome their demons, that is.
Tales of Yvard is an actual play podcast using the brand new Mythcraft system developed by Quasi Real Publishing.
The first campaign, The Sea's Tale, follows our heroes struggling against pirates, mercenaries, and crime families as they seek to discover the truth of a terrible attack.
The secrets they may uncover on this journey will bring them closer to that truth, but the cost may be greater than any of them know.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts and find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok under Tales of Yvard Pod.
Be sure to check out our friends over on Tales of Yvard. They're using the Mythcraft system, which is a D20-based system that offers a medium crunch experience for those who like a little bit of crunch in their games, but not have it be too overwhelming. And be sure to check out the TTRPGs for Palestine bundle. It is now live on Tiltify. We'll have that link in our episode description. All right, let's get back to that episode. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
So I'm skating in to go find more people to go.
Okay, so when you try to... So further into the subway on your direction, it's collapsed, so there doesn't seem to be any way. So the only other way would be those tunnels.
Going that way.
All right. Well, they're on fire right now, so it's going to be a minute.
Oh, so there's no other people here?
No.
Do you want me to roll the damage, Jesse?
No. They were in a tunnel that caught on fire.
They're done. I just want to make sure. I'm going to go back to the dock, and I'm going to check his body for like a comms or anything.
Okay, yeah. He does not seem to have any kind of comms.
You killed your connection.
I start to just like flip shit and I just start destroying the doctor's office.
I'm not there. You know what, Jesse? I'm probably investigating like the area now. I mean, now that they're dead, I'm kind of investigating. Is there anything else here that would give us a clue as to what's happening?
You don't know. There's nothing around that you see.
I comes in. I ask, how's everybody doing? I think all threats are eliminated.
Can the I doc paramedic? Is flipping out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, have we retrieved the drone data yet?
I don't believe so, but I think we have the drone in possession, and I, like, as a question.
I have it. And the girl.
Can I paramedic the guy even though I shot him? Or is he done?
No, you shot him in the face with a shot. I mean, you could try to, you have a stim hypo or something like that. You could try to do that on the drone lady, see if she has any more info. All right. So she wakes up. She's like, Oh my god.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
People were here. Sorry, ignore the room. We saved you. Where are more people and where is Baba Yaga?
I don't know for sure.
You're talking really slow.
Sorry, I kind of got blown up.
And I put you partially back together.
Okay. So I know where the scavs that ambushed us, we know where their base is and they work with the Baba Yaga, but that's all we have.
Yeah, can you give me that location?
Yeah, it's in the drone data. We have it marked as scav base.
Cool, sounds good. Can I plug into the drone and get the drone data?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can. You don't have anything.
Wesley on it.
You have Wesley or yeah. Aku do
I it. Just pick it up and start walking out to Aku. I just walk past you guys. Just
whatever. He's done enough today. Give him a little ruffle tear.
Oh, wait. Wesley can do it?
Yeah, Wesley can do it.
Boy.
He's like, oh, okay. So he clicks in. So he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I think I have the base. It's in Old Japantown. Yeah, it's not too far.
Where we were?
Yeah, where you guys are. Like the general area. It's not too far from where you guys are.
Perfect. Let's go that way.
Oh, okay. So yeah, the drone lady's like, I think one of the security guys is still alive and they took him. They took him and the car we were in.
Oh, look at that. We have more people to save. Come on. I skate out to
like the car.
Yeah.
I'll help you carry anything that you need help carrying, not in despair.
I'm strong.
If you need help, like I said, if you need help.
Can I carry this woman by myself?
Yeah.
You're okay, cool. Because she's like 6 foot, so.
I only have one stim pack, right?
I think you have three.
Oh, okay, sick.
Then, yeah, I'll head back to the car.
All right. So you guys all load up in the car. And so you now, there's a department complex that's pointed as the scav base.
Yeah, can you drive me there?
Sure, but should we let Izanami know first that we're going to go do this? I'd rather make sure we still get paid.
You can just drop me off then.
Do you mind if that's fine. I'll do that. Do you just mind if I text her to see if we can help you at least?
Well, this is part that's of fine. The mission.
My understanding was that we were the directive was to get the girl, the person, the woman, what? And the drone, right?
I think there's one of the drone information.
Yeah, the drone information, and
it's
then
just the data, and then maybe the woman and the drone, yeah. If we could.
Yeah. So this is like completely silent.
Well, because the Arasaka guys, she said if we could find out.
Yeah, find out what happened. But you found out what happened, no. So you don't need. I mean,
the job is done.
Okay, yeah, job is that's done. Why. I was under the impression we had to get the Arasaka guys too. I don't fucking know.
No, your choice.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Like text Izanami. Like I'm gonna drive in that direction, but I'm still gonna text Izanami. Like
I'm like anxiously tapping like the side of the car with the window down.
Just make sure you don't touch flames. I'm gonna text. Is it okay? We found out where the scav base location is. Is it okay if we go gun emoji, explosion emoji, so death good. Emoji, smiley face? Question mark.
She texts back. Just bring back the drone data. I don't care about anything else is expendable.
Understood. We'll be there soon. Period. Smiley face. Winky face.
Okay.
Can Wesley, like, send her the drone data that he downloaded? Or does it have to be in person?
Yeah, because something this kind of... It's very dense of information, so...
Well, then, Madame Despair and Aku, would you like to help Doc here with his personal vendetta he seems to have against these scavs?
Not particularly.
That's fine. I can go by myself.
Aku?
Yeah, sure, I'll come help.
Thanks.
All right, then. And, Doc, buddy, you got my gun.
Oh, I appreciate you. Hope we're here.
Yeah, and I park. Madden Despair, Wesley, Fred, would you mind coming with us, or would you rather stay here with your madam?
I mean, I'm going to stick with Madame Despair. I don't want to...
Whatever you say, cuck. And then I get the and then I step out.
She crazy. Said one of the Arasaka guys are still alive in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Possibly.
That'll help my reputation if I bring him back alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, having an Arasaka security guard owe you a favor.
Yeah.
So these are like pretty high-end operatives. So yeah, having one of these guys owe you one is pretty...
Clacks her nails on the car. All right, I'll go.
So I was going to go in and just start shooting people. Anyone have any other ideas or something we should do?
Well, as long as the Arasaka guy stays alive.
That's the goal.
I say we figure out their defenses first.
I like the plan that we used on the subway, frankly. Maybe we should do that again.
I'll wait a second.
Fantastic.
I'm pacing outside of the car.
I actually open, like, I roll down the window, throw the door open, and then just kick my feet up again and wait. Have fun.
Yeah, you guys are up.
Well... She gets out of the car. Wesley.
Okay. So Wesley, all right, let's go.
He's going to die right now.
Are they? So in order for him to get access to anything that's inside, we'd have to go inside or like scan the outside of.
So you can, but so he needs some kind of access port. And so he can do it wirelessly, but he has to know where it is. So.
To figure it out where it is first.
Yeah.
Could I try to scout first? With the drone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can scout with the drone.
Ooh, nope. That's a 13.
You see there's like a guard out front, but other than that, you can't.
All right. Yeah, there's not much information I can get.
Usually if we could find like a utility closet, that's usually a good one.
I have an idea. She's going to let her hair down. There's like long braids too, like cascading all down her body. Oh my god. Anyways, let's move on. And there's just one guard up there?
Yeah, that you can see.
Okay. So pop another button open and walk over. Hey.
He kind of looks and he goes, oh, hey.
You come around these combat zones often?
Yeah, this is our little base where we work from. You looking for drugs?
No, I'm looking for you.
Oh, I mean, I have been making a name for myself, so it's understandable.
You are quite enchanting. Say, why don't you take me inside? I can show you a good time.
Over comms, you're like, ask where the Baba Yaga is. Ask him where the Baba Yaga is right now. Do it. Ask him.
Madam Despair, you do not need to do that if you do not want to.
Do it. Hurry.
And my plan is just to have him take me inside to the nearest utility closet and have Wesley follow.
Yeah. And do what I have to do. Is Wesley about to get cucked, dude? That's crazy.
Wesley, plug in.
Oh. He's like, okay, yeah. Hey, we can get some drugs. I can get us some drugs if you want.
When I'm done with you, you're not going to need drugs anymore, baby.
Oh, okay. So he starts bringing you in. And so it's this pretty rundown apartment complex. And, like, the walls are broken out. And you see there's just, like, a bunch of people that are just kind of using drugs. A lot of them laying around, just kind of high out of their mind. He's like, so you want to just do here? Or?
Let's go somewhere private. And I'm, like, going to scan around where, like, I want to see if I could tell where, like, a utility closet would be.
And give me a perception check. It'll be an easy one.
12.
Okay, yeah. So you notice at the end of the hall, there is like a more reinforced looking door with like a little like triangle with an exclamation point for like utility.
Oh, I like that one.
Like, oh, I mean, I'm not supposed to go in there. That's,
yeah, but that makes it better, doesn't it?
You know what? You're right.
All right. Get the fuck in there so I can slit this guy's throat. And call it a day. Oh, yeah. I'll gesture over to Wesley and be like, can you watch?
I was like, I mean, yeah. I don't mind.
Perfect.
Are we hearing all this?
If my comms are definitely on. Dude, she loves a little performance.
John is taking his hat off. It's on the dash. He's just rubbing his face like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so he brings you in. So he has a little key, so he unlocks the door and lets you guys in.
Yeah, I'll close it behind him. Mm-hmm. Like, whoosh, fucking arm over his head, kind of leaning over him. Because how short is he? She's like six foot.
Oh, he's like 5'8".
Yeah, taller than him, perfect. And just like take your hand across his chin and then with her nail.
Okay. Yeah. You know, give me a cool check, see how
okay.
How smooth you do it.
Dude, you're sick.
Dude, you're so cool. You're so
okay.
Cool.
Use luck points.
How do I use luck points?
How many luck points
do you have? Yeah, at the top there's luck.
I have 6.
Oh.
Okay, so I got a 9.
So 13 will be enough.
Okay, I'll use 4 to get to 13.
Alright, yep. So you slit it, you get his jug, and he goes down.
Over the comms, I hear dying. No, wait, did you mute yourself? Or
no.
Do we know we can hear it all?
Yeah.
Are you fucking him or killing him? Did you ask him where Baba Yaga was?
I'm getting there. Just like kick his body to the side. Wesley, do your thing.
Okay. So he connects in.
I don't think she asked where Baba Yaga was.
No, I think he's totally alive right now. But like, I'm like, John's obviously, yeah. You know.
So he's gets in and he's like, okay, there's a few. It looks like on the third floor. There's a few cameras, and there's two security, Arasaka security. One of them looks still alive, the other one's dead. It looks like they're prepping him for surgery to remove his cybernetics. It's in the back of an apartment complex, so it looks like they basically knocked out a wall for separating two of the apartments and have it in the back. And they have an automated turret in the center of the room. I can't get access to the turret. But these things are usually, this one's a pretty simple one. It's just a visual. So it would shoot anything that doesn't have some kind of visual thing it's told not to shoot.
I relay all of that.
Yeah. And then how many people?
So he sees there's a doctor and then two kind of like skinny dudes, but then there's one dude that's he looks like Maelstrom. So he's more cybered out and has like a shotgun.
Awesome.
Oh, I'd also relay that there were scabs like in the room that I had passed to get to this, doing drugs and shit. You know how they do.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. I'm gonna go ahead and go in there and kill all these people.
Quick question, Wesley. Do we hear all that?
Yeah.
Can you try and figure out what sort of item we'd need to have on us in order to not be shot by that sentry turret?
Let me see if... He's like, I'm not sure. It'd be something that they're all wearing.
I appreciate that, kid. Maybe we'll figure that one out. All right. Let's go, Doc. And I, like, take off my duster.
Yeah, come out. Are you coming, Aku?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to skate forward a little bit. And then I'm going to go in the front door. And I'm going to knock on the SWAT closet here. Can I come in?
I'm indecent. Just kidding. Come in.
I open it and I just drag his body out and I just like lift him up in front of me and then I'm just going straight for where they are.
Doc, if you wouldn't mind, just wait 1 minute. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Jesse, I'm going to investigate his body for anything. That
yeah, that's
looks
what I was like. I want to
search. I'm just going to use his body as.
No, I hear you. That's a good idea. But Jesse.
Yeah, so he just kind of has like a shitty pistol, a little vest on, and all the scabs have one of the things that kind of. That show that they're scavs is that they wear kind of like this forehead thing that projects a mask of light, kind of like Izanami wears.
Is that the thing that maybe prevents us from getting shot by that turret?
I'd assume so. It's I don't know for sure, but that seems very likely.
All right, I'm going to take off his head. Doc, do you like the honors?
Sure, I'll take that first, and I put it on him. Are there more? Can I look at the room that the other scavs are in?
Yeah.
Are they like all high as shit?
Yeah, they're all high as shit.
Let's go and just take them off their heads. Okay. Like, oh, thank you. Just hand them out to you guys.
Fantastic. Don't worry. I put on... Don't worry, everybody. It's still me.
And Aku, if you can get to the turret, you know that you can change the parameters so you can flip it so it'll shoot people who don't have... that do have the mask on instead of those
cool.
who don't.
I'll be like, hey, if we can get me to the turret, I can flip it so we can... It'll shoot everybody who has one of these light things.
Yeah, if you guys had to hedge bets on who would know where their boss is the most, who do you think it would be?
That Maelstrom gentleman seems interesting to me. He might not know where their boss is, but he might have a boss who knows where their boss is, if you get what I'm saying.
That'll work. So I'm just going in. Jesse, I want to just roll straight up in there. And
I'm rushing behind as fast as I can to follow.
Okay.
So I
give you guys a surprise round then. You all go first and then...
Yeah, so I want to smoke grenade. And then I want to just go straight for the maelstrom and just use my little dagger and give him a little...
All right, so give me a stealth check and then...
Do I get any bonuses because I use the...
Yeah, so I'll give you like a +4.
Okay. 16?
Yep, so he doesn't know. So he's like, whoa, what the heck?
Smoke!
So you're going to try to hack him?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's pretty cybered up. So you can pretty much... it's dealer's choice on what you want to do to him.
Yeah, what does he have exactly?
He has cyber eyes. He has... let's see. So his hand pops open and shoots and has like pistol rounds in it. Uh-huh. So it's like a hidden pistol, basically.
Okay.
And then he has like knives that come out of his arm. And then he's just carrying a shotgun.
Like mantis blades?
Yeah, kind of. More like yours. More
got
like
it,
Wolverine claw.
Can I turn him blind and then just arms off?
Yeah, well, if you roll
high enough. I roll high enough, right? Yeah. Okay, so am I rolling an attack or am I rolling just straight hacking since I did so well?
Yeah, roll an attack first. Cause...
And that is, you said brawl?
Yeah, brawl. And then I'll give you a +4 because he's kind of like disoriented.
Cool. 16?
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, you get him. So now roll cybernetics.
7 plus 14 is 21.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, roll the D6 to see how long it's disabled for.
5 rounds.
All right. Yeah.
Consistency.
All right. So this is a surprise round, so you can each go.
There one doctor and one...
One doctor, two scavs, and maelstrom.
Somebody needs to get to the doctor quite fast, because he could just flatline the security. But somebody also needs to take care of the scavs.
I'm going for the turret.
Lady Despair, would you mind going for the doctor?
Again.
Madam Despair, would you mind going for the doctor?
And the masks are just like a button to turn it off, so you don't have to worry.
Don't worry, I'm going to let you guys know when you're going to switch it.
Appreciate it. But you're good to go to the doctor?
Sure.
All right. Jesse, so give me the layout of the room.
So it's pretty open. There's just like a bunch of, there's like a couch and TV and some tables and chairs. And then there's like a wall knocked out in the center that, and then kind of in the center is where the turret is. Then on the other side is, there's sort of like some operating tables laid out. And, that's where the doctor is and the two victims.
Did Doc confirm that the masks are what's keeping the turret away?
Like, no, because so he smoke screens, so it can't see. So there's no confirmation that.
Okay, so I just want to clarify: am I gonna be in danger if I go out right now? Am I gonna be in danger of getting shot by that turret?
Oh, there's smoke. Yeah, there's smoke.
Okay, screen. Okay, so it still applies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I get to the turret, we'll be fine.
You're pretty confident that that is what it is.
Yeah, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll take. Do I know where the scavs are?
Yeah.
I'm gonna rush them and start shooting.
All right.
With my assault rifle. All right. And rate of fire means I roll twice, right?
Yeah.
That's an 18 to hit.
Yeah, so that hits.
And then probably do the same one, you know, same person. It's another 18 to hit.
All right, yeah, they both hit.
And then I rolled 2 sixes.
Okay.
So how do crits work again?
If you get 2 sixes, do that damage, and then you roll another 2d6s to see what happens.
Got it, okay. That's 20 damage.
And then that's enough to kill him.
Okay.
But if you want to make it spicy, you could roll the...
I will. I'll roll 2d6s again. And I got 2 fours.
Oh, yeah, so you just shoot it. You break it. So his, like, legs are all broken up. He's like, ah, and falls over.
And then, for the record, I rolled twice to hit, but I killed him in one shot.
Oh, yeah, if you want, I'll let you move over to the other guy.
Thanks, buddy. 20 damage again?
Yeah, that kills him. That's just cool. You just pop them both.
And the maelstrom's also done, right?
It's indisposed.
Well, yeah, he can't see, and his arms don't work.
So. Right, so Aku, I think you'll be fine to get to that turret.
Word.
And then, yeah, that's my turn.
Yeah, that's your turn. No.
I'm going for the turret.
All right. So it is a electronics like security check of 17 to flip it.
Word. That is an 18.
Yep. All right. So you're able to flip it. So now instead of people with masks not being shot, it's people with masks get shot.
It comes in.
Yeah, turn off.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I turn off the maelstroms too.
I need answers.
Yep.
Does that doc just get, or is the smoke still around?
Yeah, for right now the smoke is around.
Okay, is that doc still up?
Yeah, the doc's still up.
It's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. Dude, what do I need to be coy for? Can I just shoot him?
Yeah.
Just with her heavy pistol. What's 9 plus 13?
22.
Okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I roll again.
Yeah.
Why are you so good with a gun?
That was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yep, they both hit.
Cool. 12 and 11.
12 and 11. Yeah, that's enough to kill him. So you pop him a couple times and he's down. So all that's left is this maelstrom guy that can't see anything.
I just like lean into him. I'm like, "Where's the Baba Yaga?"
And he's like, he's just kind of yelling and like kind of.
Can I do the thing? His arms around. Can I not stealth him? What is that called?
Face off.
Yeah, can I face off him so he can shut the fuck up?
Yeah, you get a +4 because he can't see.
So 10, 11, 12, 13. I got 13?
Nah.
I'll use the rest of my luck points to get 17.
So you just need 2.
Okay. Then I'll go for 15.
Okay, yeah. So he's like, okay, like, just back off, man.
Well.
Okay, so he goes, okay.
Also, you should sit down because you're going to end up, like, wandering around and hurting yourself since you can't see.
He sits down. He's like, look, man, I just do jobs for him. The maelstrom just does jobs for him. We don't. Like, know him.
All right, I need you to give me the contact information of someone who does know him.
Well, I mean, our leader, Ripper, is the one who talks to him.
Yep, sounds good. Go ahead and just ping me where he is.
I mean, he's on his way here. We're a group of us are coming to get the car that they picked up.
Wait, what?
That's perfect. How many?
20 of us.
I want to clear. That was John. Like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
Oh, 20.
Yeah.
We still got that EMP?
We got the turret.
I like our odds. He said Ripper's on his way as well?
He had to check out the car.
How many of them are coming?
20.
Now, I don't mean to be a dissenting voice amongst people who are all agreeing, but I count five of us.
One turret.
A big-ass turret, too.
Is it big?
And an EMP?
I mean, size-wise, it's big, but it's not like...
especially
and,
large.
And we have our cage, so we get in that...
Do we have Spot with us? The dog?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I'm cool.
And we stay in our cage, we EMP, and then we just pick them off, right? We shut off all their tech, all their chrome.
Well, 20 is a lot of them, and Maelstrom are not, like, a joke. So, if this EMP plan doesn't work, you're...
So, Adam knows, Duck knows, doesn't care.
Aku, Madam Despair, I don't know that I want to sacrifice all of our, well, to risk all of our lives in the name of something that's not even assured, an assured result, if you follow what I'm meaning.
Wait, you guys just want the car?
Yeah, they had, like, some cool Arasaka car.
You think your boss will talk to me if we give him the car?
I mean, we already bought the car from the scabs.
But I just bought it from you.
No. Look, we're just gonna... No matter... He's just gonna kill you. There's a whole army coming here, and we'll just kill you all.
What's your guys' time frame?
They'll be here any minute.
Can I see how truthful he's being?
Yeah, so there's like a human perception skill.
I want to also human perception him.
Okay. I got an 8.
I got an 11.
Yeah, you can't tell if he's lying or not.
You do it. You're good at this, aren't you?
No, I can call the car to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call it. You know, you said there's that plank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, between those two buildings, is there enough space for a car to back into?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have it so it's right below us, just in case we need to.
You can jump down. And...
Yes.
I like that.
I got a 14 for human perception.
Yeah, so you think he's definitely spreading. You can tell that people are coming, but he's probably lying about the number, and you think that he's just like trying to seem big. So.
Oh, wait. Wesley, I have a question.
Yeah?
Would you be able to get into like his comm system and see what he knows?
Yeah, I mean, I could plug into his agent.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I'll plug into the agent. Yeah, so he's like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of messages. It seems like a group of Maelstrom are coming here to pick up, to examine the car.
Does it say how many?
It just says a small team, maybe. I would guess around maybe 5.
Does it say how long it takes till they're here?
Yeah, it says they won't be here for like another like half an hour or so.
Us with prep time or the Maelstrom?
Yeah, no, we win. So Jesse, can I have refilled on grenades since the last time I used my grenade?
Yeah.
Not the regular grenades, you know? Because we'll just blow up the car with them in it.
Well, no, but I need information.
Oh, you don't
want to... Oh, do I know if... It's Ripper, right? Do I know if Ripper's actually coming?
No. So Wesley says Ripper's not coming. You just send in a...
There's really no reason to fight them at all.
I just exited this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, as I'm saying that, yeah. No need to fight them at all.
Just fucking shoot this guy in the head. Cool.
Shall we leave then? I see no reason to kill anybody else for the sake of killing.
I got what I needed.
I take out, like a note. Like, I, like, pick up some paper and just scribble, Baba Yaga, I'm on your tail, and just stab it into this guy's chest. I'm like,
Jesus.
Just walk off.
The Maelstrom guy have anything, Jesse?
He has a shitty shotgun, and that's kind of it. His agent. Yeah.
Fucking Maelstrom. God damn it.
Oh, quick question. Would you be able to have this target Maelstrom when they come in?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Would I?
I mean, yeah, it would have to be something visual.
Well, what do they have, like, gear, right? Like, they dress similarly because they're a gang?
They look very specific, I'd say.
Yeah, they kind of have these, like, real specific eye, cyber eyes. So, yeah, you can...
Have it target those.
Yeah, you can have it target those.
Word.
Aku, I like you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have it target those fucking eyeballs.
Oh, he does have a motorcycle outside, though. What? So, Maelstrom guy has his motorcycle outside.
What does it look like?
It's like a chopper, you know?
Hate choppers. Yeah, John's not a chopper guy, I think. Anyways,
I kick it over when we walk out.
Yeah, I scratch.
Well, there's still the security officer.
I need to patch him up.
Yeah, you need a paramedic.
I scratch and Jay was here on the gas tank.
32?
32. Yeah. So he's
I just slapped him and he just wakes up.
Oh yeah. He has like cybernetics that help him out. So he's conscious, but he's still like, he's going to need help.
Hey, come on. I just put his hands over my shoulder.
Thank you so much. They came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I believe you.
Your friend, do they have anything you want to bring with us?
No, let's just get out of here.
Oh, as we're walking out, that room of scavs, are they all still high?
Yeah.
How many are there?
There's kind of seven, kind of just...
Did he even have, like, grenades on him or anything?
Let me see. One of them has, like, some kind of, like, pipe bomb, it looks like. It wouldn't be very powerful, but...
Can I borrow a grenade?
Anytime, and I got
a grenade. I just grab it, and I just, like, I hand you the guy, and I just... Fucking losers. And I throw it in and close the door and walk out.
All right. Yeah, blows up. They're all high out of their mind, so they'll at least
they
bleed
die
out.
Happy.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And you guys make it back, and you successfully save them, so you each get 2,000 eddies for getting all of them back alive.
And this is, it's only been, what, 3 weeks, right, Jesse?
Yeah.
Total?
So.
We're making so much money.
Yeah, you're actually doing pretty well.
How much did we get for the car and the arms?
Oh, I'll have to find that out. Okay. But yeah. You make actually, for cars are pretty valuable, so you're probably going to make a good amount of money for the car. Oh, yeah, it's a sports car. Yeah, so you're going to make a good amount.
You said it was like an old sports car.
Yeah, 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 so you're going to make good money on that.
Guys, we're coming the fuck up.
Dude, I told you, we're so up right now.
We're so bad. Right,
what could possibly go wrong?
I'm totally not going to have the dark turn next game.
What?
Shit. Fuck.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, that's that. You guys head on back and you deposit your allies and the people that got hurt.
I mean, make our money.
All right. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening.
If
you
like stuff.
Yeah, let's plug stuff really fast. If you like what we're doing here and you like us, you can go ahead and give us likes and whatnot. You know, we love likes, comments. We have a Ko-fi. You can find us there. You can also find us at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. And you can find us at 5GMs Official on Twitter/X and Blue Sky. We also have 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com where you can find just about all of our stuff as well as world building stuff. Everything that goes on with what campaigns we're running and more about us. If you like what we as a team are doing here, we also work on other stuff called Advanced Armory at ADAVANS, where we make 5e supplementary content. Our friend Tamlin here does all the art. Speaking of art.
Yeah, I do a lot of art for both this lovely podcast and Advanced Armory, as stated before. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter/X, FROGGART.
Yes, and then our friend Tanner here.
I do a webcomic with my partner. It's called Wisteria Falls. You can find the webtoon at webtoon.com and then search Wisteria Falls. It's really fun. Imagine it's like Cyberpunk, except not like Cyberpunk in any way, shape, form, tonally, or aesthetically. It's good.
And yeah, I think that's everything, right?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you're loving Jesse so far. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on any of our social media accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.